This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The leader of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region confirmed on Sunday that his forces had fired rockets at the airport in Eritrea's capital. It's a major escalation that raises fears of a wider war in the Horn of Africa region. Tigray's leader accused neighboring Eritrea of sending tanks and thousands of troops into Tigray in support of an Ethiopian government offensive. Ethiopia launched the campaign in Tigray on November 4th after accusing local forces of attacking federal troops in the northern state, which borders Eritrea and Sudan. The UN says at least 20,000 Ethiopians have fled into Sudan. U.S. President Donald Trump's latest tweets appear to acknowledge for the first time that Joe Biden won the presidential election. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. The Sunday morning tweets included several baseless claims about the November 3rd vote, calling it rigged, and only of Biden in the eyes of the media. However, state and federal officials say the election was safe and secure. On ABC's This Week, Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton called on Republicans to speak up.
If the Republican voters are only hearing Donald Trump's misrepresentations, it's not surprising that they believe it. It's critical for other Republican leaders to stand up and explain what actually happened.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
A week of UN-led talks on Libya are wrapping up today. It's the latest phase in renewed effort of conflict in the North African country. For all the latest headlines, please go to voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Israel's housing ministry and a settlement watchdog group says the country is moving forward on the construction of hundreds of new homes for Jewish residents in a sensitive East Jerusalem neighborhood. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The housing ministry has opened up tenders for more than 1,200 new homes in the Jewish area of Jerusalem. The settlement watchdog group Peace Now and other critics say construction there would seal off the Palestinian city of Bethlehem from East Jerusalem, further cutting off access for the Palestinians to the eastern sector of the city, which they claim as capital of their hoped-for state. The move may test ties with the incoming administration of President-elect Joe Biden, who is expected to take a firm attack against Israeli settlement expansion after 4 years of a more lenient policy under President Donald Trump. I'm Zeri.
Peru's interim president, Manuel Merino, resigned on Sunday after the country's political parties demanded he step down or face impeachment. This follows the deaths of two people in protests over the sudden ouster of his predecessor. Merino had been in office for less than a week. The U.S. has recorded more than 10.8 million confirmed COVID-19 cases and over 245,000 deaths. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
We really are in a critical situation.
Health and Human Services Secretary Admiral Brett Giroir after a record 180,000 new COVID-19 cases were reported Saturday.
You must physically distance. When you cannot physically distance, everybody needs to wear a mask in public spaces. That's absolutely critically important. They do work.
Joining Giroir on ABC's This Week, Dr. Atul Gawande, a Harvard surgeon who was on President-elect Joe Biden's COVID-19 advisory board.
Opposing masks is like opposing washing hands. It's not political. We can pull together.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Kabul and New Delhi are denying Pakistan's accusations that arch-rival India was funding terror groups and training them on Afghan soil. The denial came a day after Islamabad said it had gathered irrefutable evidence, which it plans to present to the UN, of India's involvement in terrorist activities impacting Pakistan. SpaceX, the rocket company of high-tech entrepreneur Elon Musk, is a few hours away from launching four astronauts on a flight to the International Space Station. It's NASA's first full-fledged crew into orbit aboard a privately owned spacecraft. A test earlier this year sent two astronauts to the space outpost. For more news around the clock, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News. We'll be right back.